This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorn. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Feedback in remote teams, overcoming communication gaps. Why remote feedback fails, and how to fix it before trust erodes. In short, feedback in remote teams fails quietly, and by the time most people notice, trust has already started to crack. Feedback is being softened until the real message disappears. Silence after feedback is being mistaken for acceptance. Peer feedback has stopped happening altogether. Definition: feedback in remote teams is the practice of delivering and receiving specific, timely input on work and behaviour across digital channels, without the benefit of physical presence, shared context, or the immediate back and forth that in-person conversation provides. You sent the message. You thought it was clear. 3 days later, nothing has changed. That is the quiet frustration of feedback in remote teams, and most people assume the problem is the other person. The real problem is harder to see. Remote feedback fails not because people are difficult, but because the system that makes feedback land tone, timing, body language, the chance to ask a quick question, has been stripped away. What remains is a message in a box, read in isolation, interpreted without context. Most teams do not notice how broken this is until someone quits, a project derails, or resentment surfaces in a way that surprises everyone. The warning signs were there. They just looked like something else. In this article, you will learn to recognize 6 specific signs that feedback is failing in your remote team, and what to do about each one. For a deeper look at how feedback shapes team performance overall, how feedback loops boost team synergy is worth your time alongside this. Why remote feedback problems are hard to spot. The difficulty is that remote feedback problems rarely announce themselves. They accumulate slowly, disguised as personality differences or workload issues, until something breaks. Here is why the warning signs are so easy to miss. Everything looks fine on the surface. Work keeps getting delivered. Meetings happen. People respond to messages. The team appears functional, so no one looks deeper at whether real feedback is actually moving between people. The missing conversations are invisible. In a physical office, you notice when 2 colleagues stop talking. Remotely, you cannot see what is absent. The feedback that never gets given leaves no trace you can point to. People adapt by going quiet. When remote feedback feels risky or pointless, people stop engaging with it. They do not complain loudly. They simply withdraw. And withdrawal looks like professionalism or focus. Managers interpret silence as agreement. When no one pushes back on feedback, it is tempting to assume it landed well. But silence in a remote environment often means something quite different. The problems develop over months, not days. A feedback culture does not collapse overnight. It erodes. By the time the erosion is obvious, the underlying trust issues are already deep. The first step is knowing what to look for. That is what this article gives you. Sign 1. Feedback is being acknowledged, but nothing changes. What it looks like. You give feedback, the person responds with thanks, noted, or a thumbs up emoji, and the behavior continues unchanged. It happens once, then again, then becomes a pattern. The feedback loop closes on paper, but produces nothing real. Why it happens? Written feedback, delivered asynchronously, is easy to receive passively. Without a live conversation, there is no moment where the person must genuinely engage, ask questions, or commit to a change. The message is processed as information, not as a conversation that requires action. Why it matters. Feedback that produces no change is not feedback. It is noise. Over time, it trains both parties to treat the process as performative, and real accountability quietly disappears. What to do about it? Move complex or repeated feedback to a short video call. Ask the person directly. What will you do differently this week? Write it down together and follow up specifically. One concrete commitment made on a live call is worth 10 acknowledged messages. Eamon's note. I've watched this one quietly hollow out teams that believed they had a strong feedback culture because the numbers looked right, but the conversations never were. Sign 2. Feedback only flows one direction. What it looks like. Managers give feedback to team members regularly, but peer-to-peer feedback has dried up. People do not offer observations to colleagues unless formally asked. The feedback system operates like a one-way valve. Why it happens? Informal peer feedback depends on casual contact, the quick word in the corridor, the coffee conversation where someone says, "Can I mention something?" Remote work removes that infrastructure entirely. Without a deliberate replacement, peer feedback simply stops. Remote team synergy. Best practices for virtual teams covers this broader pattern in detail. Why it matters. Teams where feedback only flows downward lose the distributed intelligence that makes them sharp. Problems that colleagues could catch early go unaddressed. People disengage because they feel neither trusted nor trusted to offer their honest view. What to do about it? Create a structured peer feedback practice. A brief end-of-sprint reflection where each person names one thing a colleague did well and one thing worth trying differently normalizes the exchange. Make it short, specific, and regular. Eamon's note. Peer feedback is where the most useful observations live, because colleagues see what managers miss, and remote teams that lose it are flying half-blind. Sign 3. Written feedback is being misread as harsher than intended. What it looks like. A straightforward written observation lands badly. The recipient reads it as criticism. They become defensive or withdrawn. You did not intend harshness, but the message carried a tone you did not notice because you were reading it through your own context, not theirs. Why it happens. Written text strips out the signals that soften spoken feedback, the steady voice, the slight smile, the pause that says I mean this kindly. Without those signals, the reader supplies their own. Under stress or uncertainty, people tend to supply a harsher version than you intended. What is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy explains why this pattern worsens in low trust environments. Why it matters. One misread message can set back trust that took months to build. People who have been stung by feedback that felt cold or harsh become cautious. They stop engaging openly and the feedback culture freezes. What to do about it? Before sending written feedback, read it aloud as if you were the recipient, not the sender. If anything could land with an edge, write it or pick up the phone. For sensitive feedback, always use a live call. Text is for confirmation, not for difficult conversations. Eamon's note. The message you think you sent and the message that was received are two different things in remote work, and the gap between them is where trust goes to die. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Sign 4. Feedback has become vague to avoid conflict. What it looks like. Feedback is given, but it is so carefully softened that the actual point disappears. Maybe just think about how you're coming across in meetings. Tell someone nothing they can act on. People leave the conversation unclear about what they did, what impact it had, or what change is expected. Why it happens. Without the ability to read the room, remote communicators often overcorrect toward caution. Conflict feels high stakes on a video call where discomfort is amplified and there's nowhere to look away. So people hedge. The feedback becomes gentler and gentler until there's nothing useful left. For a reliable framework to keep feedback specific and clear, how to use the SBI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides is exactly what you need. Why it matters. Vague feedback is not kind. It leaves people confused, unable to improve, and privately aware that something was wrong without knowing what. It also erodes the giver's credibility over time. What to do about it? Prepare before you give feedback remotely. Name the specific situation, the specific behavior, and the specific impact. That structure keeps you honest when the instinct is to retreat into vagueness. How to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it is practical detail on making this work. Eamon's note. Vague feedback is a kindness to yourself, not to the other person, and deep down everyone involved knows it. Sign 5. People stop offering feedback entirely. What it looks like. Your team has gone quiet. In meetings, people agree readily. In shared documents, comments become scarce. When you ask for input, you get brief, safe responses. The candor that once existed has disappeared, replaced by a smooth, cautious surface. Why it happens? This sign is the one most people do not expect. The assumption is that a silent team is a satisfied team. In reality, people stop giving feedback when they have learned it is not safe to do so. Remote work accelerates this because the informal signals of psychological safety, seeing a leader laugh at their own mistake, watching a colleague disagree without consequence, do not transmit well across digital channels. Why it matters. A team that has stopped giving feedback has lost one of its most valuable capacities. Problems compound in silence. Errors get repeated. The team performs below its ability, and no one says so. What to do about it? Rebuild the signal. In your next team meeting, ask for genuine critical feedback on something you own, and respond to it with genuine curiosity, not defensiveness. One visible act of receiving feedback well teaches more than any policy document. Do this consistently, and the silence will begin to break. Eamon's note. When the room goes quiet, the temptation is to take it as a compliment. It rarely is. Sign 6. Feedback timing is so delayed it has lost its usefulness. What it looks like. Feedback arrives weeks after the relevant event, in a formal review or a catch-up that was delayed twice already. By the time it lands, the project is finished, the moment has passed, and the person receiving it has no context to connect the feedback to their actual experience. Why it happens? Remote teams often rely on scheduled touchpoints because organic conversation is harder to arrange. When those touchpoints are infrequent, feedback waits for them. The result is a system where feedback is batched, delayed, and delivered out of context. The role of communication in meeting success addresses how meeting structure shapes the feedback that flows through it. Why it matters. Delayed feedback is disconnected feedback. It cannot change what already happened, and it cannot redirect what is happening now. It also signals, unintentionally, that the feedback is about record keeping rather than genuine improvement. What to do about it? Build brief, low-pressure feedback moments into your existing rhythm. A 2-minute voice note the same day. A short Slack message right after a presentation. A brief end-of-goal observation. Small and timely beats thorough, and late every single time. Eamon's note. Feedback that arrives 6 weeks late is not feedback. It is a history lesson, and no one improves from a history lesson alone. The pattern behind these remote feedback signs. These signs really appear in isolation. Where you find one, you will usually find 2 or 3 others nearby. They share a common route. The central problem is this: most remote teams transferred their in-person feedback habits to digital tools without accounting for what those tools cannot carry. Face-to-face feedback is supported by a constant background of informal exchange, tone, proximity, and shared context. When that background disappears, feedback does not just move to a different channel. It degrades. And teams that do not actively compensate for that degradation will lose their feedback culture without ever intending to. 2 secondary patterns are worth naming. First, remote feedback is more vulnerable to avoidance than in-person feedback because the distance that makes it feel safer to delay a conversation is always there. Second, the absence of visible feedback modelling from leaders creates a vacuum. When team members cannot see their manager receiving feedback openly, they have no evidence that doing so is safe. How to handle conflict during meetings is worth reading alongside this, because unaddressed feedback often surfaces as conflict in the one place people cannot avoid each other. Fix the root, and most of the symptoms resolve. Your diagnostic checklist for remote feedback gaps. Use this checklist to assess where you or your team currently stand. Feedback is frequently given in writing rather than on a live call. Team members acknowledge feedback, but behavior does not change. Peer-to-peer feedback happens rarely or only when formally required. Feedback often arrives days or weeks after the relevant event. Written feedback has been misread as harsh or critical more than once. The team rarely pushes back or asks clarifying questions after receiving feedback. Feedback tends to be general rather than specific about a particular situation or behavior. Leaders seldom invite or visibly receive feedback from their team members. Feedback conversations are not followed up in writing to confirm shared understanding. The team has no structured moment for regular peer feedback exchange. Silence after feedback is generally taken to mean acceptance rather than investigated. Difficult feedback conversations are consistently postponed until a scheduled review. If you checked 3 or fewer, your remote feedback process is reasonably sound. Focus on the items you did check and address them before they spread. If you checked 4 to 7, you have real gaps that are already costing you. Prioritize the highest impact items and act this week. If you checked 8 or more, your feedback culture is in serious trouble and needs immediate, deliberate repair. How to start fixing remote feedback gaps. Diagnosis without action is just worry. Here is where to begin. Number 1. Move 1 feedback conversation to video this week. Pick the next piece of feedback you were planning to send in writing and deliver it live instead. Notice the difference in how it lands. Use this as your baseline for deciding when text is sufficient and when it is not. Number 2. Introduce a specific peer feedback practice. At the end of your next team meeting, ask each person to name one specific thing a colleague did well that week. Keep it brief and genuine. Repeat it next week. The habit builds faster than you expect. Number 3. Prepare before you give feedback remotely. Write down the situation, the behavior, and the impact before the conversation. This preparation keeps you specific when the instinct is to soften into vagueness. The SBI method, covered in detail in how to use the SBI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides, gives you a reliable structure to follow. Number 4. Follow up every live feedback conversation in writing. After the call, send a brief summary of what was discussed, what was agreed, and what the next step is. This closes the loop and removes the ambiguity that lets feedback fade into nothing. For the full process on building a feedback culture that holds across remote settings, how feedback loops boost team synergy gives you the complete framework. Summary. You can now see 6 specific patterns that cause feedback in remote teams to fail, and you can name them clearly enough to address them. Acknowledged feedback that produces no change is a system problem, not a people problem. Peer feedback does not survive remote work without deliberate structural support. Written feedback carries tone you did not intend. Live conversation is almost always safer for anything sensitive. Vague feedback is a failure of courage, not a form of kindness. Team silence is a warning sign, not a sign of contentment. Delayed feedback loses its power to change anything. For the broader context on how feedback shapes team performance, read how feedback loops boost team synergy and remote team synergy. Best practices for virtual teams. For building the psychological conditions that make feedback possible, what is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy is essential reading. Improving feedback in remote teams is not a matter of better tools. It is a matter of deliberate practice, applied consistently, until honest exchange becomes the norm rather than the exception. Frequently asked questions. What makes feedback in remote teams so difficult? Feedback in remote teams loses the tone, body language, and immediate clarification that face-to-face conversations provide. Without those signals, messages are often misread. Silence after feedback feels heavier online, and people tend to soften their words so much that the real message disappears entirely. How do you give effective feedback in remote teams? Give feedback on a live video call rather than in writing when the message is sensitive or complex. Be specific about the behavior you observed, when it happened, and what impact it had. Follow up in writing afterwards so the recipient has a clear record to refer back to. Why does feedback in remote teams often feel one-sided? Remote feedback tends to flow downward from managers to team members because informal peer feedback requires the casual contact that remote work removes. Without structured channels for peer input, people stop offering it. Over time, only formal performance reviews carry feedback, and by then the moment for useful correction has long passed. How often should remote teams give each other feedback? Feedback in remote teams works best when it is frequent and small rather than rare and large. Brief weekly check-ins or short asynchronous notes after key deliverables keep feedback normal and expected. When feedback only arrives at review time, it carries too much weight and tends to provoke defensiveness rather than growth. What is the biggest sign that remote team feedback is breaking down? The clearest sign is when people stop responding to feedback at all. No acknowledgement, no pushback, and no visible change in behavior. This silence usually means trust has eroded. People have learned that engaging with feedback is either pointless or risky, so they go quiet to protect themselves. How does psychological safety affect feedback in remote teams? Without psychological safety, remote team members will not give honest feedback and will not receive it openly either. Remote work reduces the informal trust building that happens in shared spaces, so psychological safety must be built deliberately through consistent, respectful feedback exchanges and by leaders who visibly accept feedback themselves. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.